With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. More bloodshed in Minnesota as a man has been shot and killed by ICE agents after the man walked toward the officers with a 9mm semi-automatic handgun and refused to put it down. He was ordered to lay the gun down. He did not. Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara asking for people in Minneapolis to refrain from violence.
We urge everyone to remain peaceful. We recognize that there is a lot of anger and a lot of questions around what has happened, but we need people to remain peaceful.
That audio courtesy of KTSV-TV. It is a firefighter's worst nightmare, fire on the top floor of a high-rise, this one in New York, a 17-story building leaving one person dead, 14 injured. First, it was a gas explosion, then the fire. Firefighters were investigating reports of a gas odor. They were on the 15th and 16th floors at the time of that blast. As many as 140 million Americans being impacted by the severe winter storm stretching from New Mexico and Texas all the way up to New England. Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
Please use common sense and please show courtesy and grace in the days ahead. Please stay off the roads. Please look after your neighbors.
12,000 flights have been canceled across the U.S. so far, and authorities say the storm expected to wreak havoc across much of the country as it bears down. That storm threatens to knock out power for days and make traveling very, very tough. In Afghanistan, winter weather there claiming the lives of at least 60 people. Authorities struggled to find open roads. This is SRN News. ACLU is running a transgender sports commercial.
The spot, which you can see on YouTube, features various celebrities encouraging males to play sports against females. The ad tells the viewer that in sports, an individual can, quote, be who they really are. The ACLU campaign has sparked a backlash amongst female athletes. Posting on X, former national artistic gymnastic champion Jennifer Say says, quote, women's sports are for women only. Take your identity affirmation elsewhere. Michael Harrington reporting.
Global music industry hitting 5.1 trillion streams in 2025, a new year single record anyway, up 9.6% from 2024. While streams of new music were down slightly from the same time last year, Christian and gospel music defied the trend. They continue their expanded growth in America. This is SRN News. Well, the latest figures show the U.S. economic growth being fueled by strong consumer spending. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The Commerce Department says the economy grew at the fastest pace in 2 years from July through September. Those numbers are being touted by the White House as evidence that President Trump's economic policies are working. Analysts say that wealthier Americans are spending more, while lower-income households struggle with high prices. Despite the economic boom, job creation is low and the labor market remains tight. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Residents in Rhode Island have long been able to choose Mr. Potato Head with their specialty license plates. However, Hasbro's decision to move its headquarters to Boston has motivated lawmakers to propose ending the option of getting a Mr. Potato Head license plate. More details, srnnews.com.